Manx Radio's update with Barry Redfern.
First of May, good evening, it's 5:30. This is update for Friday, the 16th of September, 2022. A roundup of news, business and travel information. This evening, the proclamation of His Majesty King Charles III, our Lord of Man. The Defa Minister defends the decision to go ahead with the weekend's food and drink festival. We find out when the new king's face will appear on coins and stamps. And fully muffled church bells will be heard on the island for the first time ever to mark the Queen's state funeral.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
But first of all, the news headlines from Chanel Suku. First am I, Chanel.
First am I. King Charles has been on his very first visit to Wales as monarch. He arrived with the Queen Consort in Cardiff to cheers, handshakes and flowers from well-wishers before attending a special service of reflection for his late mother. David Beckham is one of those who've waited 13 hours to see Her Majesty's coffin. Meanwhile, the late Queen's son Edward says he's been overwhelmed by the tide of emotion that has engulfed his family. The London Ambulance Service says over 430 people in the queue to see the Queen lying in state have been given medical attention over the past 2 days. The majority had fainted or collapsed, resulting in head injuries. 42 patients have been taken to hospital. Here on island, King Charles has been proclaimed as our Lord of Man. The head of state in the Isle of Man is known as the Lord of Man, which reflects the history of English rule in the island. The Lord of Man is represented in the island by His Excellency, Lieutenant Governor Sir John Lorimer. Meanwhile, a peaceful protest had been held at Tynwald Hill against the proclamation ceremony. Signs written in Manx Gaelic saying "Not Our Lord" and "Romans Go Home" were held up by James and Daisy while the official ceremony got underway. They say they don't think empire should be part of a modern Manx society. And the family of murdered police officer Fiona Bone says she is never far from their thoughts, almost 10 years since her death. The 32-year-old who grew up in Port St. Mary was killed in 2012 alongside her colleague PC Nicola Hughes. They had been responding to reports of a burglary in Greater Manchester when they were attacked. A special memorial service is taking place at Hyde Police Station on Sunday. Those were your headlines, News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
And tonight we'll stay dry, then tomorrow another fine and mostly sunny day. Moderate northwest winds tomorrow with the maximum temperature of about 16 Celsius. Still some sunny intervals on Sunday, but rather cloudy at times, with a small risk of one or two light showers. Sunset today at 7:33 and tomorrow the sunrise is at 6:54 a.m. Low water this evening at 10:25, high water in the morning at 4:19 a.m. and low water at 10:45 a.m.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
In the next stage of formal proceedings here on the Isle of Man, the second proclamation has been read out, declaring King Charles III as our Lord of Man. A special ceremony has been held in St John's, which is where the traditional ancient seat of Tynwald still remains. The Lieutenant Governor, Sir John Lorimer, read out the proclamation.
It hath pleased Almighty God to call to his mercy our late Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth II, of blessed and glorious memory, by whose decease the crown of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is solely and rightfully come to the Prince Charles Philip Arthur George. We, therefore, the Lieutenant Governor, the Deemsters, and the Council and Keys, in the presence of other office holders, do now hereby, with one voice and consent of tongue and heart, publish and proclaim that the Prince Charles Philip Arthur George is now become our only lawful and rightful liege lord, Charles III. By the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of his other realms and territories. King, Lord of Man, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith, to whom we do acknowledge all faith and obedience, with humble affection, beseeching God, by whom kings and queens do reign, to bless His Majesty with long and happy years to reign over us. Given at St. John's, Isle of Man, this 16th day of September, in the year of our Lord, 2022. God save the King, Lord of Man.
God save the King, Lord of Man.
Three cheers for His Majesty the King, Lord of Man. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Crowds gathered on Tinwell Green to hear today's proceedings. Beth Espy has been speaking to some of them.
I just think this is such an historic occasion, probably something I won't ever see again in my lifetime. And out of respect for Her Majesty that's just gone and for the new king.
It's been quite an emotional week, hasn't it? A lot to get used to in this new era.
It has, and it's still hard to believe sometimes that she's actually gone. We're so used to seeing her all the time. I think after Monday it will sink in with a lot of people. But yeah, very, very sad.
I think I saw it coming, but there again it was such a huge, huge shock. And I think, like many of us, been really surprised at the emotions that we've all experienced this week, and watching some of the pictures on television, or we haven't got television at home, but on the laptop with YouTube, watching the pictures in Edinburgh, and then more recently in London, the processions, the people filing past the coffin, from all over the world. And it just goes to show what respect, and quite rightly, the Queen was held in. It won't quite be the same now, I don't think.
It really won't. A lot of people have talked about the unity that the Queen represented, the fact that she did bring people together, and that's evident even here today for this, which I know is a joyous occasion, proclaiming King Charles as Lord of Man, but she's never very far from people's thoughts at the moment.
I agree with you, Beth. We don't realise just how much Queen Elizabeth II did for us, and we just want to come here and say thank you, and also to listen to our governor before the King Charles III is officially Lord of Man.
What's your opinion on the Update news agenda? Email update@manxradio.com or call 682-631.
Well, some in the crowd there were peacefully protesting during the proclamation. Signs written in Manx Gaelic read, "Not our Lord" and "Romans go home." They were held up by James O'Meara and Daisy May Hickey as the official ceremony got underway. The pair explained why they wanted to protest against the event.
These are in Manx Gaelic, and my sign says, "Gaushu de Valia Romani," which is a Monty Python reference. It's the life of Brian. Romans go home, so it's an anti-colonial, anti-empire sentiment. We don't think that colonialism and an empire should be a part of modern society, modern Manx society, or a modern part of any society, really.
And Daisy, as well, you've got your own sign as well. Tell us what yours says.
Mine says Hene and Chian Ingen A, as that just means not our Lord.
Why did you decide to do this the way you have done?
To be honest, we thought a peaceful, democratic, sort of that kind of protest might be the way to go. Because, I mean, if you're standing there holding a placard, then people understand you're there to protest. Anyway, and we didn't fancy getting arrested either.
It's a part of the plan, wasn't it? Just sit quietly. I mean, there was a few coughs and sneeze at appropriate moments, but that was as far as we went vocalising it today. One lady approached us and told us to, what was it, move with the times. We were upsetting old people.
And children.
And children.
Yes.
I suppose it is a hard viewpoint to get across to people these days.
Yeah, I mean it is, but I mean, as long as people understand that there are alternative points of view, and that's why we came, really, because it's important that we don't normalise, you know, colonialism and empire. It's important that people understand that there are alternative points of view. There's a lot of curious people here. I mean, people who are neither explicitly supportive or against, really. I mean, a lot of people have come up to us, asked us, what does this mean? And they've sort of said, good on you. So I think people are just here out of curiosity, really.
Time now, 19 minutes to six. While working for the BBC, Ellis Slack was a rehearsal stand-in for Her Majesty over 50 times. She'd help cameras set up their shots, as well as making sure the sun wouldn't be in the Queen's eyes at events. She's been telling Beth Espy about her job.
For over 30 years, I was a rehearsal stand-in for Her Majesty the Queen, so I'm very sad at what's been happening. I was actually driving over the mountain when I heard she died. I turned my car around, went back home, turned the television on, and I'll never forget all the memories I have, and I've been very proud to be able to help for the broadcast for Her Majesty the Queen.
How did this first come about?
Well, I was manager of royal events at the BBC, and the Queen had said that the sun was in her eyes at the cenotaph ceremony, so we wanted extra rehearsal time to sort out the camera positions, and all my stage managers were 6 foot men, so I said, would you like me to go and stand there? Because I'm a similar height to the Queen. So I went and did that, and of course that led on to all sorts of different events that I did over the years. I went to the Albert Hall, Buckingham Palace, Windsor Castle, practicing lighting the flames for the beacons and the Mall and the Millennium and the Thames for the barges, and so lots of things over the years, yeah. And of course today has meant a lot to me. I was on the Isle of Man in 1955 when the Queen came, and in 1979 the BBC televised the event when the Queen was here, and my uncle was the Deemster and he read the laws in Manx. And I was also here when she came the last visit as well. And I'll be watching the funeral on Monday.
Have you got any idea of how many times roughly you stood in for her?
Well, certainly about 50 times, you know. Definitely always at the Albert Hall and the cenotaph. And I wasn't allowed to sit on the throne in the House of Lords. They had to lurk above it. That was a very strict ruling. But otherwise, no, I just used to try and wear a similar clothes that she wore and try and walk at the pace that the Queen would have walked.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
And don't seem to be any delays. In fact, the Mananan is arriving early in Liverpool. 17:35 it arrived. And the Mananan leaving Liverpool 7:15, expected back here in Douglas at 10 o'clock. And the Ben McCree leaving Douglas at 7:45, expected in Heysham at 11:30. And then returning from Heysham round about 2:15, expected back in Douglas at 6 in the morning.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
This weekend's Isle of Man Food and Drink Festival will be conducted in a respectful manner, according to the Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister. Claire Barbers told Max Radio why she thinks it's right the event should go ahead during a national period of mourning.
So there was a huge amount of consideration over the weekend period, and obviously waiting to have the date confirmed around the funeral as well, to make a decision as to whether it would be appropriate to go forward, what changes may need to be made, and also to take some soundings from some of the producers who would be coming to the festival. Having done that, having been aware that the funeral was going to be on the Monday, it was felt that actually of all the times, there's a huge, huge focus on local food and drink promotion at the moment on our agriculture sector. And actually, this was absolutely a necessary event to really focus on that.
We've been contacted by one business which is a bit concerned. They feel it might be a little bit disrespectful that this is taking place at the time that it is. What would you say to that?
I think what I would say is it's absolutely on each individual or business who would be at the event to make a decision what's right for them. You know, from our perspective, we're going to continue and we're going to do that in absolutely a very respectful manner, because that's what it should be. However, we do feel, as I say, that absolutely I hope that people would come along and support our local food and drink sector.
Just to go on one of the points you made there, it will be conducted in a respectful manner. So what sort of things do you have in mind to make sure that the festival can take place whilst taking a respectful glance at what's going on at the moment?
Overall, there won't be a huge amount of changes, I think it's fair to say, but considerations of having a quiet area, having an opportunity for people to sign a book of condolence while they're at the event, and you know, removing some of the things that perhaps are overly frivolous. And I think there's an acknowledgement that some of the eating competitions, for example, probably aren't appropriate in the circumstances, so there'll be a minor change to the schedule to reflect that.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
And Renishaw reported record annual revenues on Thursday, boosted by a recovery in its core markets, but warned of a weakening outlook. The FTSE 250 engineering firm reported revenues of £671.1 million for the year to the 30th of June, a 19% improvement on the previous year and a 37% hike in adjusted pre-tax profits. Renishaw said that both revenues and adjusted pre-tax profits were records and had been achieved against a backdrop of a global recovery in all key markets.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
And UK and European markets fell in a choppy trade. US stocks tumbled, deepening a sell-off across US equity markets that placed all three major averages on pace for a weekly loss. Oil prices were broadly steady and gold priced higher. So let's look at the markets now. At the close, the FTSE 100 is down 0.62 at 7,236. The DAX down 1.75 at 12,730. At quarter to five, the Dow Jones was at down 0.36 at 30,644. And the S&P 500 down 1.26 at 3,852. NASDAQ down 1.64 at 11,362. The exchange rates, the pound against the US dollar at 1.141 and against the euro 1.14. The commodities market, gold up 0.63 at $1,674 and Brent up 1.46 at $91.98.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, or the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
It'll be generally dry with sunny spells. Sea temperature 16 Celsius. The wind north 4 or 5, backing northwest early afternoon. Wave height 0.5 to 1 metre. And the wave period 2.4 seconds. High tide at 4.19 a.m. and 4.52 p.m. On Sunday, the wind west or northwest 4 or 5, becoming 3 or 4 mid-afternoon. The wave height 0.5 to 1 metre and the period 2 to 4 seconds. High tide at 5.12 a.m. and 5.52 p.m.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
Though the Queen's coronation took place in 1952, it took 7 years for her likeness to appear on British coins and banknotes. Lewis Foster has been speaking to the General Manager of Isle of Man Stamps and Coins, Maxine Cannon, to find out how long it could be before we see the new King's face on our stamps and coins.
There is a process to be followed, which they will advise us of in the coming weeks. on the new royal cipher for King Charles III, and also for the new King's Head, which, of course, we have an option to feature either of those on our stamps.
Will there be any decisions to be made in terms of what portrait is used of King Charles?
Well, that's all in the gift of King Charles III. He would be signing off on the effigy that he would like to have used on currency, not only in the Isle of Man, but obviously through the Bank of England and the Royal Mint, and in other places where the symbols featured.
What will we see first? Will we see a different, like you say, effigy on our postage, or will we see stamps and coins change at roughly the same time?
Well, obviously, the decision on when coins change and banknotes is in the gift of the Isle of Man Treasury. However, Isle of Man stamps will take direction from the Ministry of Justice and our Cabinet Office as to when is the most appropriate time for postage stamps.
Last few days, we've seen tributes coming in from certain artists that were involved in creating previous stamps before. We know the Isle of Man Post Office likes to champion artists on the Isle of Man. Will there be any opportunities like that going forward?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the end of the reign of Queen Elizabeth II, Lord of Man, is a watershed. This is very much a moment for looking to the future and building collections and new issues based on the reign of King Charles III. And we're looking forward to that.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
And not too bad, except the flight to Belfast International. It's 17:30, delayed now until 7 o'clock, unfortunately. Everything else leaving seems to be on time. And arrivals, the Belfast flight from Belfast International, again, delayed to 18:30. The rest on time.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Quayside.
Max Radio. One way, many churches have honoured the death of Her Majesty's by ringing their bells as a mark of respect. On Monday, they'll be rung fully muffled for the first time ever at St George's Church in Douglas. Ernie de Lee Runciman is church warden and tower captain there. He was also recently made secretary of the Central Council of Church Bell Ringers, which oversees bell ringing around the world.
It happened about 10 days ago at the conference down in Nottingham, and I thought I was going to have a nice quiet introduction into the role. We'd already been prepared because we had connections into the London Bridge organisation. So it was all the guidelines were prepared and agreed years ago. Mm-hmm. So in effect, we just had to dig them out. But still, we have problems where people don't read the guidelines. They don't read the internet. They just sort of say, oh, what do we do? Panic, panic. Yes.
So what's the plans for the next few days then?
On Monday, like hopefully most other churches within the Commonwealth, we will be ringing fully muffled between 10 and 11 o'clock to mark the funeral of Her Majesty.
And so for anyone who sort of doesn't understand or wouldn't necessarily know muffled versus not muffled, what does that mean then for Monday? What are we expecting
to hear?
Well,
I'm just passing you an example of a muffle, which
I've...
Okay.
Got some props in the studio.
This is a pad of leather which goes between the clapper and the bell to produce a, best way to describe it, a much softer sound. Some people call it a haunting sound. Normally we only ring half muffled, where the bell has two cycles and we put the muffle on one of the two sides, so one side is open, a normal bell sound, and the other side is a muffled sound, a bit like an echo. However, traditionally for the death of a monarch we muffle both sides and it'll sound haunting and quiet.
A Manx resident who served in the armed forces has been sharing his memories of Queen Elizabeth II's reign. 19-year-old Eric Quirk remembers King George VI being on the throne and received the King's Shilling when he began his national service in 1951. He's been speaking to Chris Quirk.
Very sad, very sad. I don't think we'll see the likes again. And the Isle of Man, the whole world will miss her, I think.
And how important a role do you think she's played in the last 70 years?
Well, again, she's been the rock. The trouble she's had to go through over these 70 years and still keep come up smiling. I think that's what I always remember, smile on her face all the time. And I've never met her, but when I've seen her interviews and the way she talked to people and didn't sort of brush them off. There was always time for them, wherever they were.
You remember King George VI. How does it feel that the head of state is now king again after 70 years?
When I was called up for national service in 1951, I accepted the King's Shilling, that was King George VI, as all soldiers, all servicemen did. I always expected to receive a telegram from her, from Queen Elizabeth II. Unfortunately, it's not to be. But so I was going to a King's Shilling and a Queen's telegram, but looks like it could have been a King's telegram now.
And also something that we sort of touched upon before, you mentioned it was a year of mourning. Well, what do you think the sort of difference is now? How would you describe that contrast?
The mourning periods seem to be much longer. And of course, many years ago, it was nearly a year of mourning, wasn't it? When like the Queen Victoria's time, and they wore what the women, what they call the weeds, the black clothing, and went on forever. But I think, quite frankly, I think of herself as looking down on us now. She'd be thinking, what the heck is all the fuss about? Because I don't think she would have wanted the fuss. I'm sure she wouldn't have wanted the fuss. She wanted people to get on with their lives. Oh, God bless her.
And that's it for Update this evening, compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio Newsroom. Update Newsreader, Chanel Suku, producer, Amy Griffiths.